Today, I want to jumpstart integrity. C.S. Lewis said that integrity is what you do when no one is watching. And right now, with most of us home and away from most of the people that we tend to see, most of us are finding out who we really are. We get a chance to see ourselves and whether or not we are living in integrity. And by integrity, I don't mean doing the moral thing. That encompasses it as well. Don't get me wrong. But you don't do it simply because it's moral. You do it because you know in your heart it's the right thing to do and you couldn't imagine yourself doing anything else. I once heard the story of a man who saw another man back when newspaper boxes were everywhere. And the guy went up, put a quarter in the box, and took out not only one newspaper, took out all the newspapers, I guess in some sort of act of defiance to business, and set them on top of the newspaper box and walked away. Well, now, the man who had seen this was understandably outraged. You know, some people might look at that and go, yeah, stick it to the man. Well, those people are never the people who are actually publishing the papers. Those are not the people who actually make their living from the paper. You know, the people who attack business, I find, are not the people who are usually running business. And business needs to have more of a heart. That has really very little to do with what is happening today. I'm just trying to presuppose that this man had a noble intent by taking the papers out and setting them all on top of the box. The other guy was irritated. Now, what did that guy do? Did he go over and yell at the guy and tell him to come back and somehow figure out how to put those papers back because that's the way it was? Or did he go over and just scream at the guy and give the guy static and get in the guy's face? Nope. Did he go home and complain to everybody about this and tell them about how this guy should not have done this and how dare this guy do this? No. He walked over. He put a quarter of his own money into the paper box, took the stack of papers, and put every last one of them back, not even keeping one for himself. No one was watching this guy. No one was looking to say, wow, that's an impressive act or a grand gesture. No one was looking to see what he did at all. And in his mind, he had several choices. Like I said, he could have reacted in anger, or he could have done something about it. And that's what he chose to do. That is integrity. I always remember that story because it is one of the greatest stories of integrity that I ever remember hearing. Oh, hi, Linda. Thank you for saying that. My first, I'm not sure how I found this, but I want to be more positive. Well, that is my role here. As we've talked about before, the word positive literally means that which is present. When you look it up, it means that which is present. Negative is that which is absent. As the world founder on complaining, I can tell you that all complaint, not the world founder, but the world authority on complaining, I can tell you that people complain when something is missing. Rarely do they complain about the presence of something. And if they're complaining about the presence of something, they're complaining that something has not come along and made it go away. So yes, that is our focus, literally to be more positive. So let me get back and talk to this idea about this idea of integrity for a minute. Are you living in integrity? And I don't mean grand gestures. I mean, I would imagine that you would have at least been civilized enough to just go, you know what, that wasn't right. But going up and yelling at the person is never going to get them to change. The only reason that most people do that is to try and make themselves feel better. They feel inside upset. And so what they've decided to do is to take that upset and put it onto the person whom they feel is upsetting them. They feel victimized by the other person's actions. They, just like this guy, could very well have felt victimized by the guy putting all the newspapers on top of the box and just going around all day. Just how dare he do that? And people are terrible and yada, yada, yada. And once you go into people are terrible, which I've been guilty of myself and have to work on, because one bad apple is just one bad apple. And there are bad apples out there, don't get me wrong, who are going to push every button that you have. But that doesn't mean that everybody is that way. So we want to stay away from getting angry and thinking, oh, everybody's bad. Generalizations like that never serve. So this guy didn't do that. Nor did he go up and just rag on this guy and get in his grill about what he had just seen him do. Instead, he did the only positive thing he could do, present. And that was, what was upsetting him was that the newspapers had been taken out of the box. So he put the newspapers back in the box. And for the price of a quarter, this guy had peace of mind for the rest of the day. I used to joke, and I know I get it from her because I have a bad habit of this as well, and I've worked on it for years. But I get, my mom used to just carry a grudge so much. I used to say to my brothers that I wanted to get her handles for Christmas. And she would say, what are the handles for? And she'd say, I would say rather, they're for carrying all the grudges you have. Well, that is one of the challenges to our being in integrity, is carrying grudges, little and small, about things. We want to be in integrity with ourselves, which means to be at peace with ourselves and who we are and what we're doing in the world. And we can't control what other people are going to do. Other people are going to drive in ways that literally can cause us to freak out. One of the greatest spiritual teachings I've had is moving to Southern Florida and seeing people who drive like they're in a golf cart about that speed on the turnpike, and then people who drive like it's Grand Theft Auto, literally just weaving across four lanes of traffic, doing 120 miles an hour. And that really, when I got here, I was extremely upsetting to me. And now I realize, how many accidents have I seen? Not one. Haven't seen one. Haven't really come close to being in one. So why not just allow myself, even in the presence of external circumstances, be cool and calm inside? Choose not to let it upset me. And what I did was, I told myself, what if these people were not here, but were in Russia driving like this? Okay? Would it still upset me? I was in Miami. What if they were in Atlanta, right at the same time I was driving, but would it upset me? And the answer came back, no. And I said, okay, what's upsetting me is that they're doing it in my presence. And that's what I'm getting upset about. And I need to be in integrity with myself and not allow myself to get rocked when other people do things in my presence. And it's an ongoing thing for all of us. So right now, most of you are at home. No one is looking. Are you in integrity with yourself, with your goals? Are you eating right, exercising right, getting enough water? Are you getting social connection in other ways, like joining us here in the mornings? Let me see here for some of these other. Tammy says, good morning, all. Great to be here. And Aurelia, I presume that is, sending you healing energy and tons of hugs. You as well. Sue Falcone, great way to start my day. Sue, glad to have you here. Denise Lewis, those bad apples are opportunity to learn and get it right. Stephanie Curry says, oh boy, I did this. Yelled at a coworker and so regretted it. Lori Ann Kenny Carson says, I struggle with being around people that lack integrity and that can't be avoided, and still maintain peace. You know, I struggle with it as well. And it's a call to us to realize, you know what Benjamin Franklin said, is that the best example, the best sermon, rather, is a good example. Putting out resistant energy to these people, we think is going to change them. We think that our disgust or our disappointment or our hurt or our anger or irritation is going to change them. It doesn't really. What it does tend to do is to make them cling to it even the more. So, and this really ties in great to what I'm going to talk about tomorrow, because I've actually already written that. And I want to make sure you join me for that. And this always happens, because when I'm in the middle of something, I am in the middle of it. I am totally present. And when I'm away from it, I'm away from it. Tomorrow I'm going to talk about social anxiety, believe it or not, because we can even experience social anxiety during social distancing. And I want to talk about the causes and cures of it, but more things that I have learned, because I really, believe it or not, I struggle with social anxiety. One of my coping mechanisms is I always have to be funny in the life of the party. And I realize, though, that that does nothing but hide the anxiety. I still feel it. So I want to talk to you, and we're going to talk tomorrow, about social anxiety as we begin to get back together as people. So Susie says, I wore my purple bracelet this morning, day first. Awesome. There's no shame in day one. Daniel Rizzi is part of our... Linda says, that's so true about Florida drivers. Yes, it is. Daniel is part of our complaint-free life program, as I've said before, and I'll leave links in this at the in the description of today's Jumpstart. Daniel is part of our powerful online community. It's an exclusive members-only group, and you can find out more about that at complaintfreelife.com. Complaintfreelife.com. Listen, everybody, thank you so much for being with me again. Every day I'm here. And so I invite you to invite your friends. That's how this is growing. And as I mentioned before, if you share today's episode, we'll be sending you possibly what I do is I draw from all the people who share, I draw names, and then we send out one of these really nice tumblers. So I look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Be sure and invite your friends, and live in integrity today. Ask yourself today, am I in integrity with the person whom I most want to be? And am I being a victim of someone else's behavior and allowing that to get me out of my integrity? And then choose to be in integrity anyway. Don't let someone else knock you off course. That's making yourself a victim. Be who and what and where you want to be, and enjoy today. And Patty says, never go a day without your bracelet. Awesome. Great way to end the day. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free